live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, police are becoming increasingly concerned for the well-being of a woman believed to be in Donegal. As discussions continue on the need for improvements to the water network in Clohanealy, Irish Water have agreed to meet councillors in the Glenties Municipal District next week regarding the Fakara water supply. Fianna Fáil European election candidate Brendan Smith has hit out at Peter Casey over a tweet he issued following the Brexit referendum in which he argued Britain leaving the EU would be good for Ireland. And community employment supervisors have suspended 5 days of strike action due to commence on Monday. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, a fall by Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. But first to news, Sinn Féin will move a Dáil motion calling for the ESB to be appointed to deliver the National Broadband Plan. The party says the plan is flawed and won't deliver high-speed broadband to everyone who needs it. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe has more.
Both Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil have hit out at the National Broadband Plan, saying it's flawed and that they would do it differently. Now Sinn Féin will put down a Dáil motion calling for the ESB to be appointed to deliver the contract. The government said that this could run afoul of state aid rules and that a new procurement process would be needed, but this motion is more designed to put pressure on Fianna Fáil. Micheál Martin said he'd like an agency set up within the ESB to deliver the plan, and now will have to either back the Sinn Féin motion going against the government or row back on his previous idea. It means the row over the way forward for the broadband plan will continue into next week as the local and European elections loom.
Police are becoming increasingly concerned for the well-being of a woman believed to be in Donegal. 47-year-old Rosemary Blackwood from Killyleagh was last seen in the Downpatrick area at around 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning last. She's described as average build, approximately 5 foot 7 inches in height, has short brown hair and wears glasses. It's believed Rosemary may have travelled to the Bundoran area of Donegal in a white Renault Kangoo van, registration number IEZ263. Police are appealing to Rosemary to make contact with them, or if anyone knows of Rosemary's whereabouts, to contact them on 101. Community employment supervisors have suspended 5 days of strike action due to commence on Monday. The Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection has agreed to enter into a talks process aimed at resolving a long-running pension dispute. A total of 48 CE supervisors and assistants in Donegal were set to engage in the strike action on Monday. Eddie Mullen, SIP2 sector organiser, is hopeful following a meeting with Minister Regina Doherty that the issues will now be resolved.
It is welcome news because it was certainly going to affect community employment schemes all across the country, and you know, in effect, that would have a massive disruption for Meals and Wheels, elder care, childcare. So you know, we are glad that we have the bones of a resolution to the problem, and the minister has committed to engaging with us to resolving that problem. So we welcome the intervention of the minister at this point, and we look forward to the engagement with her to resolve this outstanding issue.
And are you hopeful now that this will resolve the issue?
We would be very hopeful. The minister was very clear that she was prepared to give her full commitment to the talks, and we certainly welcome that. And we believe that she was very forthcoming and very committed to it, and we welcome that, and we look forward to the discussions to bring about a resolution on it.
Fianna Fáil European election candidate Brendan Smith has hit out at Peter Casey over a tweet he issued following the Brexit referendum in which he argued Britain leaving the EU would be good for Ireland. Mr Smith is canvassing in Donegal today, emphasising the potential impact of Brexit on border counties and stressing the need for a positive outcome in the negotiations on a trade deal which will follow Britain's withdrawal from the EU. He has denied Peter Casey and himself are locked in a battle for the fourth seat in the Midlands Northwest constituency, but says securing a seat in Europe is about ensuring the best interests of Ireland is at the fore of Brexit negotiations.
Mr Casey tweeted the day after the British Brexit referendum that it was a great day for Britain and it would turn out even better for Ireland. Now, any of us who take stock of what has happened since that Brexit referendum know that Brexit would have nothing but negative and adverse impacts for all of our island. I believe that the Irish people need to send MEPs to Europe who want Europe to work. We need to reform Europe. We have to ensure that all Irish interests are fully protected in the negotiations between Britain and Europe. Very importantly for our island and for Europe and Britain is the shape that the future trading relationship between Britain and Europe will take. As we all know, Britain is a large trading partner for us. We are also a large trading partner for them. As a country, we depend on selling products to other countries. So it's absolutely essential that there's a good trade deal, good trade arrangement between Britain and Europe.
One theory is that you and Peter Casey are going to be fighting for the fourth seat in Midlands North West. Does the fact that you're setting your sights very firmly on Peter Casey now suggest that that's a scenario you believe is on the cards?
No, I'm not. The only sight that I have set on anything is to ensure that Fianna Fáil wins the seat in this constituency. That's my ambition.
A planning application to redevelop and construct a number of housing units on the former Ardskullwarsk site in Gidor has now been lodged. It's understood the application for the site by Charles Rorty proposes to construct up to 30 units and includes plans to build an assisted living residential facility for adults with intellectual disabilities. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says the proposed development will both provide much needed additional housing to the area while also helping to revitalise a site which, for too long, has cast a dark shadow over the Gidor area.
A painful reminder for many people who pass it. It's also now a derelict site. So the idea that something new will grow from here with 30 houses, social houses, which will meet the needs of people in Gidor and the wider community, but also crucially important to myself is the fact that as part of this development will be a five-bedroom unit for adults with intellectual disability where they can live independently with the support of state services to carry out their lives in a community and in their own community surrounded by family and friends. And so it's a very good day for Gidor, I must say, and it's delighted to see that it's Charles Rorty that's at the head of this development.
And in terms of those social housing units, 30 in total, this will make a huge difference to that waiting list in the west of the county.
Without a doubt, and we see it you know, on a daily basis, the challenges that people have in trying to secure social housing. And the unique thing about this development is that it caters for all types of families, from a mix of two-bedroom houses through to three, four, and indeed for larger families with five-bedroom houses. And, you know, that there is a huge waiting list in Gidor. There are people who can't be accommodated in the old, in their own community. And we have in our office gone to lengths where we've spoke to people who have, you know, holiday homes or second houses, and we have asked them to consider renting them to the local authority. The need is that much. So, look, this will take a while to come to fruition. It has to go through the planning process. The houses need to be built, but it is a huge investment in the area.
Irish Water has agreed to meet with councillors in the Glendies Municipal District next week regarding the Fulcarra water supply. It comes as discussions on the need for improvements to the water network in Clohanealy continue. However, Councillor Micheál Colmogilla-Osburgh says that's not enough and has repeated a call on the utility to also meet with businesses and community representatives. Three men have been arrested in Drogheda as part of an ongoing investigation into criminality in the area. Gardaí were called to the scene of a stolen, burnt-out car today. As part of follow-up investigations, three men were arrested in connection with criminal damage. One man is being detained in Drogheda Garda Station and two others are being held at Dundalk Garda Station. The Housing Minister expects the long-awaited MICA redress scheme to be brought before Cabinet next week. Thousands of homeowners affected by the defective block issue in Donegal remain in limbo over a lack of progress by government on initiating a scheme. It was announced last October that a redress scheme would be delivered. Speaking in the Dáil, Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlow challenged the Minister over the continual issuing of false promises. In response, Owen Murphy says he and other colleagues are working hard to get it over the line.
We discussed this a number of times, and it was my intention to bring it to a cabinet meeting during the recess. That didn't happen. That doesn't mean that progress hasn't been made. There's been a number of contacts between myself and the Minister for Finance on this issue over the last 2 weeks. This morning I met with officials and I requested the latest version of the scheme that we have worked up in the memo, which I hope to take to cabinet next week. That's my hope now, but there are forces outside of my control that I'm trying to work with to get this over the line.
US lab Quest Diagnostics has told the High Court it will appeal its judgment in the case of Ruth Morrissey. The Limerick woman, who's terminally ill with cervical cancer, was awarded €2.1 million last week over the misreading of her smear test results. The ruling also said that labs should have absolute confidence in a test result before giving it the all clear. Concerns have been raised about the impact the judgment will have on the state's cancer screening programs. Health Minister Simon Harris says time is needed to consider the judgment.
So I think what we actually need now here is to allow the Attorney General to do his job. He's best qualified to actually read and interpret the judgment and advise the government on it. And then if there's action required, we can take that action. But I don't think, what we don't need, is to suggest that, you know, that there is going to be a pause in the programme. We're absolutely intending on continuing screening.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrival of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's almost 14 minutes past five and time's latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer, and Dundalk could go to the top of the SSER Trusty League Premier Division tonight with a win away to third place Bohemians. A victory there for Dundalk could put them ahead of the current leaders Shamrock Rovers on goal difference. Elsewhere, fourth entertains fifth on Foyleside tonight. Derry City are taking on St Patrick's Athletic. That one gets underway at the Brandywell at 7:45. While Cork will look to build on last week's one away to Bowes when they welcome UCD to Turner's Cross. UCD are, of course, 3 points above Finn Harps at the bottom of the Premier Division table. There is no game for Harps tonight as the rest of the sides play their game in hand. In the first division, Shelburne can crank up the pressure on the top two with a win at home to Athlone. Fourth place Limerick go to Drogheda and Wexford entertain Cove. There is a handful of fixtures in the Northwest over the course of Saturday and Sunday soccer-wise. I suppose the games that will be standout fixtures this weekend are the Voodoo Venue Cup Final at Ballyar tomorrow. It starts at 5 o'clock. Strand Rovers are taking on a Glencar Celtic. Then on Sunday, the Knockalla Caravans Cup second semi-final has been played. Kildrum Tigers are making the trip to Glengadge United. That one kicks off at 2 o'clock. Extra time and penalties if required. The winner will go through to play Bunnygee in the final. The Buncrana Credit Union Cup semi-final sees Carn against Cockhill Youths on Sunday. And the Fallow O'Gara quarter or semi-final rather sees Quiggs Point Swifts up against Clonmany Reserves. Cross channel, the big story today, Mike Phelan has been confirmed as Manchester United's assistant manager. The 56-year-old has been working alongside Ole Gunnar Solskjaer as in an interim capacity since December. Now moving on to Gaelic games, and it is going to be a busy weekend of action. First up, tomorrow Saturday, it's going to be the turn of the North West minor sides as the Ulster Championship continues. Tyrone, Derry and Donegal all have home advantage in their respective games. Donegal are playing Armagh in the qualifier second round in Ballybuffet. That's a game that we will have live on highlandradio.com as from 6 o'clock tomorrow. Donegal manager Gary Duffy has to formulate a plan that can overcome the defensive structure of Armagh, who have been employing a two-sweeper system this season.
We're trying to play that Donegal football that we can kick and play ball, and that's what we're trying to encourage the footballers to do, because we have got talent within our squad, the likes of Owen Dowling and Keelan Dunleavy, Keir Murr, who's a good kicker and good striker of the ball, and you know, and it's good to see a Donegal team that has got that, and we're looking to get the ball forward. But when you're coming up against walls at the defence, you have to be more you have to plan a lot better to go forward to overcome these defensive system.
That game is in the qualifiers, a win for Donegal, and they'll go to the quarterfinals. The other two games are round two matches. Tyrone play Monaghan and Derry take on Cavan, with the winners there set to go to the semi-finals and the losers will go to the quarterfinals. All games start at 6 o'clock. Then at 3:30 on Sunday afternoon. It's the Ulster Minor A Ladies Championship Final as James McGinley takes his young Chargers into action against Monaghan. And that game is taking place in Killyclogher in County Tyrone on Sunday afternoon as the Donegal girls look to wrap up a provincial title there. Moving on to the men's, and for the third time in four seasons, Tyrone and Derry will lock horns in the Ulster Senior Football Championship on Sunday. Derry hasn't beaten the O'Neill County since 2006, the year they knocked the All-Ireland champions off their perch. The winner of Sunday's tie at Hayley Park will go through to meet Antrim in the quarterfinals. Derry head to the championship with a Division 4 league title, but Shane McGuigan says there's still lots of improvement needed and they want a good performance on Sunday.
You're playing against the best players in Ireland, some would say, and definitely maybe in Ulster. A performance against Tyrone would put Derry football back on the county scene, so we know that the challenge that lays ahead of us, we're not getting ahead of ourselves. Mistakes must be few and far between. There's been a good few of the young boys that have came through with a winning mentality, and it is definitely something that has brought a different aspect to the area within the last couple of years. We have quite confidence in ourselves, and hopefully we can maybe not get a result. Well, the result would be good, but a performance is something we're definitely looking for in Homa.
You can hear more from Shane McGuigan and indeed from Tyrone's Conor Myler in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Throne time at Hayley Park on Sunday is at 4 o'clock. In the Under-20 Regional League at Dr. Hyde Park on Sunday, Gary McDade's Donegal side are taking on Roscommon. Donegal looking for their first win, having lost out to Mayo, last week. On the hurling front, there is games taking place Saturday and Sunday involving the Northwest Counties. Derry and Donegal are in Group 1 in the Christy Ring competition. Derry are in Portaferry tomorrow, taking on Down, while on Sunday, Donegal will play in the highest grade of hurling in their history when they take on Wicklow. Donegal, of course, Nicky Rackard, competition winners last year. Wicklow, the opposition, in their opening match in the Christy Ring Cup. That game on Sunday, the Donegal Park throws in at 1 o'clock. And at 2 o'clock in the Nicky Rackard competition, Tyrone are taking on Mayo. Moving now to cricket, and there's action on Saturday and Sunday in the Northwest. There's cup ties tomorrow, a couple of Premier Division games on Sunday. Here's our cricket correspondent Eamon McLaughlin with more.
On Sunday, our featured games at Beechgrove, where the Cup Holders Brigade entertain league champions Brady. Two other games down for decision on Sunday. Strabane welcome Eglinton to the park, while Coleraine entertain Ballyspallan. On Saturday, it's the first round of the Bank of Ireland Senior Cup. St Johnson, who had been drawn at home to Ballyspallan, have now switched that tie to their opponents. Fox Lodge take on Ardmore. Dunamana play Coleraine. Brigade, the holders, entertain Burndennet. Killyclooney play Bonds Glen. Dundermot play Brady in an all-premiership tie, while Strabane travel to First Division New Building.
On to motorsport, three stages have been completed on the World Rally Championship Rally off Chile. And leading the way is Oit Tanak in the Toyota Yaris by 6.1 seconds from the chasing pack. Next on the standings is the defending drivers' champion Sebastian Ogier in the Citroen, with current championship leader Thierry Neuville sitting third, a further half a second back, 6.6 down on the leader at Tanak. As for County Tyrone's Chris Meek, after the opening stage, he was of course tied for the lead after three. He now sits a fifth in the overall positions, and he is currently 27 and a half seconds down on the leader Tanak there. In rugby, Sean Cronin has been passed fit to start in Leinster's front row for tomorrow's Heineken's Champions Cup final against Saracens. He's shaken off a calf injury, and it means Leinster are unchanged from the side that beat Toulouse in the semi-finals. While in golf, Michael Hoy remains best of the Irish as the British Masters approaches its midway point. A second round 71 leaves the Ulsterman on 5 under par, but 7 adrift off the clubhouse leader Matt Wallace. Paul Dunne has moved to 4 under following a 69, while Gavin Moynihan will miss the cut. He's finished the day on 3 over par. Kenny Harkin will have our next sport here in Highland. That's tomorrow afternoon following the 2 o'clock news. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. on for weather now. There will be some bright spells and scattered showers this evening. Some heavy showers will die away this evening and it will be mostly dry tonight with some clear spells and lowest temperatures of 3 to 5 degrees in light or moderate northerly winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, police are becoming increasingly concerned for the well-being of a woman believed to be in Donegal. 47-year-old Rosemary Blackwood from Killyleagh was last seen in the Downpatrick area at around 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning last. Community employment supervisors have suspended 5 days of strike action due to commence on Monday. The Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection has agreed to enter into a talks process aimed at resolving a long-running pension dispute. Fianna Fáil European election candidate Brendan Smith has hit out at Peter Casey over a tweet he issued following the Brexit referendum in which he argued Britain leaving the EU would be good for Ireland. Mr Smith is canvassing in Donegal today, emphasising the potential impact of Brexit on border counties and stressing the need for a positive outcome in the negotiations on a trade deal which will follow Britain's withdrawal from the EU. And a planning application to redevelop and construct a number of housing units on the former Ardscolwara school site in Gidore has now been lodged. It's understood the application for the site by Charles Rorty proposes to construct up to 30 units and includes plans to build an assisted living residential facility for adults with intellectual disabilities. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuit with Colm Fersher and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shaver Mahasa Colm Ferreter and Shalin, the Prief Skelty or Highland Radio. Rin and Brew Group Cart Dun Geltucht, Agoj and New, Egofig and Arags, Aristach Geltuk to Sean Kine. The Onadiha O Groupi Pobble, Mishna, August, Glorin Otoja in a Mask, Lahai Mi, Hasu Saku, Eleru, Major, Lejarku and Realtish, Elight, Negeltukta, Egofug, Achul, and Sta Aristach, Egahar Nagaljeva. Major Lahar Lori Dun Group of Mishna, Tager Kim, Ekonomiokta, Social to Agus Chang Oliokta on Erfod Nigelta to Filahar Agus Atayashian Amdon Realtus Gnivu Derer. As Grupa Geliga Pobble a Mishna Agnivian Kun Ako Nigeliga a Homach Agus Tohi Nachanga a Kenchu. Cart Don Geltucht Averu Erenago Genu a Hug Fuin Giostiokt and Gantanus Infrastructure Cas Nachanga Mars Changa Pobble August in America, August Currie at a Curha Evine, Bar Freeve, Hemi, Nahagoja. Darla Chakta Dala, August Ear, Aaron Nigeltakta, Eamon O'Keeve, Tanyamarcha Yanu, Erskullan, Ear, One Skullan, Lan, Gelaha, Margal, Erluntus, the Hudge Kate, €3, and Dalta, Nahwala, Eek, Fuilahar, Yulti, and Tara, Ejahish, Joe McHugh, Goro Ain, Aig och Rami Yukta I Gesht, Agar Fajr Taija a Yanu Riven Kid, Wajid Ella. Dirge Eamon O'Keev Fost Arinye Sadail Nachwal Akfiha Ear One Skulla as Shard was a Hain, Ig Foil and Yuntish Dunchagusk Frij Geliga Fuilahar. Tá clár cuim siúcha de imeachtaí fógraithe don éile letartha Clahanili a ceiliarí tar le linn na mísa seo. Tá teaspanta son ag an gealairí gidóir de hithir agus faoi scríb nóirí an ceantar duine mór de filí na hÉireann Cathal Ó Shearcaí, Stairí, Seols Ó Bhuachaillí agus ceoltóir Lilis Ó Laoghaire in a Measc. Bé an teaspantas le feicheal an gudí deireadh na mísa mar chuid den éile tuairthaí Stairí, Seols Ó Bhuachaillí Shorsha O'Doherty Liacht Egan Gallery Comai Agus Be Kelluru Litriacht Agus Kjol Chlachanili Egan Jeru Shartan Yajeran at Namisa Stasha Fogri Eg Letcher Gail Letcher Kennan Agus Leonor Letcher Kennan Gumai Ya Emacht Aku Jadoni Shah and Darna Ledjeg Ejur 3 Agus Akuig Be Session Tradition to the Chile Agus and Neo Ledjeg Dun Visha Be Tay on Lilin and Tronona August Bay Leru Don Drama Paki McNamee the Hodge and Aran Scores Shinchers win a Crave Olu Imliana August Tagah Olus Fina Hemakti Shin Egan Siv Lenra Letcher Cannon Shimma Hodge Erig Slanagus Barrett.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 10th of May. The death has taken place of John Neil Breslin, Laura Monargan, Ardra. His remains will repose at his residence from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:30 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Robert Andrew Drew McGarrigle, 24 Coolermoney Road, Artigarvan. Funeral service in his late home on Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Mount Castle Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations to HSC Royal Victoria Hospital ICU or the Western Health and Social Care Trust at McGovern Hospital Sperrin Room, care of Mrs. Ruth Hay, funeral director. The death has taken place of Tony Gibson, Ballybow, Convoy. His remains will repose at Gibson's funeral home Convoy until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 2:30 for service at St. Ninian's Parish Church Convoy at 3 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. The death has occurred of Colm Dugan, 11 Art Colm Kill, Letterkenny. Colm's remains will repose at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, until 9 o'clock this evening, and again tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 6:30, with removal to St. Eunan's Cathedral to repose for 12 noon Mass on Sunday. Interment after Mass in the family plot in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Kathleen Towey, née Ivers, Clun Follis, Kilkelly, County Mayo, and late of Urus Clonmany. Her remains will repose in Kilgariff Funeral Home, Ballahadreen, tomorrow evening from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Funeral from there on Sunday to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Kilmovie, for Requiem Mass at 1:30, with burial afterwards in Urlar Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Mayo Roscommon Hospice, care of Kilgariff funeral directors. The death has taken place of Kathleen McDevitt, née Hegarty, 23 Mourne Avenue, Strabane. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:45 for Mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley funeral directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Michael Mickey Porter, 9 Innisfree Gardens, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:25 for Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley funeral directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Arthur Houston, St. Columbus Grove, Ballyduff Park, Lifford, formerly of Cronalahy, Crossroads, and Liscooley Villas, Castle Finn. His remains are reposing at St. Columbus Grove, Ballyduff Park, Lifford, with viewing until Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:20 for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock in St. Mary's Church, Castle Finn, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Medical 3, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Kennedy funeral directors. The death has taken place of Mary Brown, Mill Road, Glenties. Her remains are reposing at her home, with removal this evening at 6:30 to St. Connell's Church, Glenties, to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The death has taken place of Sister Christopher Veronica Hegarty. Sister Christopher is reposing in the Immaculate Conception Chapel, Thornhill, Derry. Requiem Mass will be celebrated tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Brendan McGeehan, Ballycarran, Kilmacrennan. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrennan, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations to Little Angel School, care of Charlie McLafferty, funeral director. The death has taken place at Claremont Nursing Home, Claire Morris, of Mary Mady Hughes, née Joyce, Clunine, Hollymount, County Mayo. Her remains will repose at Roundford Community Funeral Home this evening from 6 o'clock, with removal at 8 o'clock to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Roundford, Honeymount. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon, with burial afterwards at Roundford Cemetery. And the death has taken place in Clydebank, Glasgow, of Danny McLaughlin, formerly of Main Street, Killigordon. Funeral Mass on Friday, May 17th, in Clydebank, Scotland, followed by cremation.